Blasting EVs driven by a moral compass. Hi, welcome to NDA's Yes, Governance Matters podcast. My name is Sahil Kanuga. I'm the co-head of the International Dispute Resolution and Investigations Practice at Nishit Desai Associates. And today, I will be talking about the recent incidents of battery fires in electric vehicles and the implications. Electric vehicles have taken the world by storm. The situation in India is no different, and it extends from four-wheeled vehicles to two-wheeled scooters. EVs are flying off the shelves faster than they can even be manufactured. This is because of the positive changes in the electric vehicle policies coupled with rising fuel costs, supplemented by a significantly lower running cost and maintenance cost spread over the lifetime of the EV. To keep up, traditional fossil fuel-based car manufacturers like Tata Motors, Hyundai, and MG have quickly rolled out electric vehicles in India, which have, in spite of being priced higher than their fossil fuel-based versions, have largely been well accepted. The situation is no different in two-wheelers, where a revolution of sorts is brewing. A technology company, Ola, best known for running a radio cab service and giving Uber a run for its money, has entered the electric scooter business by setting up the Ola Future Factory. Other manufacturers of electric two-wheelers include Hero Electric, Okinawa, Boom Motors, and Ampere. The one niggle that has emanated is the battery. Recent news reports have shown scooters from Ola Electric, Boom Motors, Okinawa, and other manufacturers going up in flames in Indian cities. There have been incidents where EVs have exploded while charging, causing loss of life and property. Hyundai Kona, which was the first electric car introduced by the Korean giant in India, has already been through a global recall where battery systems were replaced in over 80,000 Kona vehicles, at a cost of about $900 million, following fires in about 15 Kona vehicles. Battery fires in electric vehicles are possibly the largest concern that have emanated since the adoption and rollout of this new breed of vehicles. So what causes these battery fires? In large parts of India, there is prolonged exposure to extremely high temperatures on a sustained basis. Lithium batteries are susceptible to fire at high temperatures. During the process of charging or even discharging, battery temperature does increase, increasing the fire risk and the need for an effective thermal management system or process. In addition, the usual suspects such as short circuits, deformed cells, and insufficient ventilation cannot be ruled out. Over a period of time, unless a battery is specifically designed for such extreme conditions, it is likely to get vulnerable. Another aspect that one should not lose sight of is that this is a relatively new industry where learning and evolution is taking place swiftly. Initially, companies were importing kits from China, assembling them and selling them. The products were possibly not designed for Indian conditions. An EV on fire is to be handled very differently than a regular internal combustion car or vehicle that's on fire. There have been several instances where fire thought to have been put out have actually restarted due to stranded energy, which causes further damage. Let us look at the regulations in India. The applicable automotive industry standards are AIS 038 Rev 2 2020 and AIS 156 of 2021. These standards are reportedly equivalent to EU standards. These include environmental and thermal proposition tests. The test objects include the battery system, subsystem, and the entire vehicle. From a policy perspective, the government, through public policy think tank Niti Aayog, unveiled a draft battery swapping policy. This policy is aimed at creating a framework of interoperability while safeguarding the EV battery ecosystem. If this is implemented and adopted, one of the benefits is that it effectively removes the issue of range anxiety thus speeding up the adoption of this eco-friendly technology. The government is ensuring that they are taking all steps towards embracing this new technology. From a governance angle, the companies should adequately take the Indian climatic conditions and other applicable factors into account and reduce the risk of EV fires. When issues of EV fires were first reported, vehicle manufacturers were considered slow in issuing recalls and even slower in executing such recalls. Indian EV manufacturers need to ensure that if any instance of fire is quickly investigated and learnt from. Any learnings need to be quickly integrated into safety protocols to ensure that issues are addressed. Sufficient safety standards should be introduced and met. Adequate research and development and consistently improving on the battery technology should be the norm. The Indian market is a very cost-sensitive market. It's a very attractive proposition to many to undercut others and gain market share by introducing low-technology, low-cost products which may not be appropriate for Indian climatic conditions. It must be remembered that the Companies Act 2013 imposes a wider set of obligations on the board of directors who must ensure that they act not only in the best interest of the company and its shareholders and employees, but also the community and for the protection of the environment. Further, non-adherence to requisite levels of safety standards may also have ramifications under other laws and can invite action under criminal law. While regulation and safety standards do help, this is one area where an individual manufacturer's moral compass will be the key to the quality and safety standards incorporated into the particular electric vehicle. Thank you for listening to this podcast. You can also read our analysis on the topic at the link mentioned in the description. If you have any queries or comments on this podcast, you can email us at ndaconnect@nishidesai.com. Thank you.